History's in the making in Iran this weekend. That nation faces its first runoff presidential election ever. At this hour, the votes are still being tabulated, but heavy voter turnout Friday appears to have winnowed a seven-candidate field down to three. Only two will make the runoff. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Tehran. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
No problem, Scott.
And identify for us the three leading candidates.
Well, we have Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. He was expected to be the front runner, and he is at this point. He's a former president and one of the wealthiest men in Iran. And though he was a cleric who was one of the architects of the Islamic Revolution, he ran on a reformist platform, promising to open new ties with the U.S. He was followed by two finishers who have had surprisingly high results. Mahdi Karoubi, who was a bit of a joke of the election campaigns. He called himself the Sheikh of Reform. He's a cleric who promised $60 a month to each Iranian if he was elected. And then Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He's a hardline conservative mayor of Tehran.
And what accounts for such a large voter turnout? Because there were lots of reformers who were urging people not to vote because they said it was a sham, women couldn't vote, there were 1,000 people who wanted to run, only seven could.
I actually have to correct you. Women could vote. They could not run
could
in
not
the
run.
Election.
I
they
beg
were
your
all
pardon.
Disqualified.
Yeah.
But I was quite surprised, in addition to people boycotting, politicians boycotting, you heard in the week running up to this election, nearly everybody I talked to was criticizing the regime here and the system and saying, no, I'm not going to vote. There's little point in voting. And then suddenly yesterday there were long lines at the polls, and I didn't hear the same criticism. People started saying, well, it's my duty to vote. Others said, well, it's taken a long time to make up my mind about these seven candidates. And some say they voted in response to criticism from the West. On the eve of this election, President Bush called it undemocratic, and that appeared to spark some nationalism among some Iranians.
Any anxiety that you detect among Iranian voters that their votes will or will not be tabulated correctly?
Well, there are a lot of conspiracy theories that were out there, of course, before the election, and there are some questions now. There was a strange twist. For a while, overnight, we were getting contradictory results on the vote count from two parallel government institutions, the Interior Ministry, which constitutionally is in charge of this, and the appointed clerics, conservative clerics, on the Guardian's Council. Today, the outgoing president, Mohammad Khatami, actually went to the Interior Ministry and there told journalists that I've spoken to the Guardian's Council and they have agreed that it is the Interior Ministry that from now on will be publishing the official results.
So, as I understand this, Ivan, the runoff election will be held on Friday.
Yeah, it's scheduled to take place on Friday, and it's going to be between the two top finishers, which we still don't know at this point. It will be unprecedented. This has not happened since the 1909 Islamic Revolution that brought this theocracy to power here.
And NPR's Ivan Watson joining us from Tehran. Thank you very much, Ivan.
You're welcome, Scott.